Depersonalization disorder is a lesser known mental health condition affecting around 1% of the population. It's a dissociative illness that can give the feeling of being detached from one's body. Nathan Dunn experienced these feelings for 3.5 years, struggling through several misdiagnoses before learning the true nature of what he was experiencing. Nathan's book, When Nothing Feels Real, A Journey into the Mystery Illness of Depersonalization, chronicles the journey with his illness as he finds a way through to the other side. We have Nathan joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast Morning. Nathan, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Good to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell us how these feelings of dissociation first started?
Yeah, absolutely. I was living in London. I was a student. I was in this brand new relationship with this that I was very excited about. And it was in the first flush of that relationship that my girlfriend and I at the time, an enchanting woman called Maria, we decided to go for this kind of spontaneous midnight swim. And it was kind of approaching midnight. And something happened to me during that swim. And I guess it set in motion this illness. I mean, we call it an onset. So that was when things really changed for me really profoundly in a single moment. So I was 28 years old and, you know, very excited, this romantic situation, which really turned into a nightmare, and my life fell apart. And I think, like many people who have been ill and don't really know what's wrong with them, one of the most difficult things is when you go to the doctor and they can't tell you what's wrong. And, and none of the people who you are meant to trust, like the GP, like the psychologist or whatever, they are as bewildered as you. And that is as terrifying as is some of the symptoms that that go along with the condition. So, I mean, as you set up, it was 3.5 years before I got a correct diagnosis, and I had to come back to Australia from London to really find the right medical treatment or find the right doctor. And the book definitely goes through those stages, not only the symptoms and my interactions with the British medical system, but how I had to come back to Sydney really to begin to be more healthy.
What did it take so long to get a correct diagnosis, do you think, after these years of misdiagnosis?
I think because two things, really. We're very good at talking about depression and anxiety these days. And this happened in 2008, so we've come a long way even since then. But because of these catch-all categories of depression and anxiety, what I think happened was the GP, when I described the way that I was feeling, I kind of fell into these two categories. It's like, oh, okay, you have anxiety-related depression, or these are depression symptoms. And so that's where the misdiagnosis happens. Whereas the process that I went through in researching the book led me to understand that actually that's very, very common to be misdiagnosed with depression in the first instance. Whereas depersonalization is this entirely separate thing, which is not treated with the same kinds of medication or approaches to like to therapeutic treatments. So I think now the condition is a little bit better understood.
Yeah.
And I hope my book goes a way to, you know, making that more aware. But as you said, it's far less known than it should be. And, you know, in workplaces, for example, we're really good at, you know, mental health days these days, and, you know, becoming much more, much better at talking about these things. But with my particular mental illness, it fell between the cracks.
Yeah. And so with depersonalization, that's prompted you to do that because it's not as well known as it should be. And When Nothing Feels Real, the book you've written about it, is a deeply personal book. What is this, what sort of compelled you, the fact that you just wanted to get the word out about it? And as a result of this book, have you had people reach out with experiences similar to your own?
Yes, I've actually had many, many experiences, very moving, hearing from whole families, people not only all across Australia, but, you know, all across the world, saying, you know, thank you for writing this book. And Also, I think the thing that I have tried to do, and which was the unique challenge, I think, for me writing the book. I mean, writing any book is difficult, but I wanted to really combine the scientific information that I had spent so long trying to decipher. And as a patient myself, not as a medical researcher, I was very wary of, putting together the wrong information. And so the book presents my personal narrative, but also tries to combine the latest medical studies. So I really wanted to answer your question, I really wanted to make the condition more aware, make people more aware of the condition, but most of all, just how prevalent it actually is. And many of the responses that I've had have been, "Oh, thank you. I was also misdiagnosed with this," and people asking me for, recommendations for the kinds of treatment that have helped me. And it's, yeah, after spending years writing the book and talking to different doctors and neuroscientists, it's very rewarding when you can definitely begin to have conversations with other people who are going through it.
And you're continuing to raise awareness. You're going to be there at the Balmain Library on Wednesday, October the 29th, talking about the book and your experiences there with depersonalization.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be in conversation with a psychologist, Dr. Anastasia Hieronis, who's an expert. And so we'll have a great conversation. I'm looking forward to being at the Balmain Library.
Thank you so much, Nathan Dunn, for joining us. When Nothing Feels Real, out now at all good bookstores. And you, of course, can catch Nathan in person there at the Balmain Library as part of their speaker series. I'll put details for that up online. Tickets are free online for that. Nathan, I really appreciate your time here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the conversation.